This is Tom Warren. For the past several days, I've been studying with you the question, why Jesus and the early church were hated. And we'll continue today where we left off last time. I had pointed out that Jesus was hated because he condemned the hypocrisy of the Jewish leaders, because he testified that their works were evil, and because he had condemned the rich. And now today I continue by showing that he was hated because he crossed the masses. You know, at first there were great crowds of people who followed Jesus, and he had tremendous popularity. But we find, beginning in at least in the chapter of Matthew chapter 21, verses 8 to 12, that he threw the money changers out of the temple. Now, this was sort of getting down to where the common people lived. It was taking away from them a source of income. Jesus had pointed out that God had intended that the temple be a place of prayer, but that they had made it a place of merchandise. He predicted the overthrow of Jerusalem, their city, the city of Jerusalem, which was the city of the Jews. And he had made clear that he was not the kind of king which they had been looking for and the kind of king they wanted. You will remember that the record says in John chapter 6 that the people tried to make him a king. But Jesus knew that they were trying to make him a king over a political kingdom. That is, over an actual nation that would have an army that would be able to oppose the Roman army. But Jesus was not that kind of king. When he was on trial before Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, upon the Jews accusing him of having claimed to be a king, Pilate questioned him in private about it and said, "Art thou a king?" And Jesus said, "Yes, I am a king." But he then went on to make clear that he was not a king who was a rival to Caesar. He was not a king who was trying to be the emperor of the Roman Empire or to overthrow the Roman Empire in a political or military way. But rather, Jesus made clear that he was the king in the realm of truth. It is in this realm of truth that Jesus would have men to be his subjects. In Luke chapter 17, verses 20 and 21, Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, "Lo here," or "Lo there." That is, you can't point out the kingdom of God to people in some sort of military or material way. For lo, the kingdom of God is within you. Wherever there is the rule of Christ, where the gospel of Christ truly rules in the heart of an individual, there is the kingdom of God. Where a man will submit his life to Christ by being obedient to him, in obedience to the gospel plan of salvation, then you have a man who is a part of the kingdom of God. And so Jesus crossed the masses by throwing the money changers out of the temple, by predicting the overthrow of Jerusalem, and by making clear that he wasn't the kind of king they wanted. He was a spiritual king. And so we cannot say that he is the kind of king they wanted. We cannot say that he is the kind of king they would have accepted. It's clear that they did not accept him, but rather rejected him. Further, he was hated because he demanded repentance on pain of eternal punishment. In Luke chapter 13, verses 3 to 5, Jesus makes clear, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." And in Mark chapter 9, verses 43 to 49, he makes clear that hell is such a terrible place that a man ought to be willing to pay any price in order to avoid going there, even to the point of cutting off one's hand or one foot or plucking out one's eye. Of course, he no doubt meant this figuratively, but to make clear that one must not allow anything to stand in the way of his paying whatever price is necessary in order to be obedient to him, to avoid going to hell and going to heaven to be with God in glory forever.